smoking with class. Picked up those duty-free natural mint smoking joes and all you can eat buffet at Angel's Other Wing Casino.
Telephone.
I love Roy Yerbo.
Telephone.
Go away, BLA.
Telephone.
It's Jimmy Changa! What you doing, let's say?
Telephone.
Live on the air.
What'd you guys think of the new intro?
I liked it, except we didn't have the, it's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Yeah,
I love Roy Yerbo.
Yeah, Roy Yerbo was great. It's shorter, so that's a start.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Those clips are all taken from last week's show, most of it the after show, where yeah. Rob, who is with us right now, hi Rob.
Hey everybody.
He gave an employee of 7-Eleven English lessons and had her repeating like everything he said and making her say it over and over and over, and that was pretty awesome. And then the other guy, that wasn't even the epic one. The epic one was where you convinced the other 7-Eleven employee to dump Gatorade into mop buckets.
The red Gatorade.
Red Gatorade into a mop bucket and then throw Twinkies in there and mix it together with a toilet brush.
He specifically said a dirty mop bucket.
Yeah, a dirty mop bucket. Yeah, that's actually an old joke that a friend of mine used to have. We used to come up with names for vaginas, and one of our favorite words for vagina was dirty mop bucket.
Nice.
That was a good call, though. I was just like dying when you were doing that. That was insane.
The best part was like after every line, I told him, "By the way, don't
do
this. This is a bad idea."
Yeah, that was great stuff. There was that. So there was the guy that dumped all the Gatorade in a mop bucket and the Twinkies and then the English
and
lessons.
The trucker.
The thing with Samantha. Yeah, the trucker. Yeah, she convinced him to like come back for sex later, but he wouldn't do it right away.
Yeah, because we called another 7-Eleven and the girls there were like, they couldn't figure out why we were talking to them, so we asked to talk to a trucker, and he gave us his phone number, and then Samantha called him back.
Yeah,
I think that was a gas station, though, not a 7-Eleven.
Oh, I don't know. I thought I was only calling 7-Elevens, maybe, though.
Oh.
I mean, it might have been like a truck stop 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want no trouble. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
we need more sponsorship.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty happy.
We're all going to go broke thanks to fucking Skype doubling their rates.
Yeah, I haven't had to deal with that yet. But like, what's your deal? You're trying to set up like a new Skype?
Yeah, because
breaking news.
I think breaking news. Let's hit some.
Sorry.
Okay, so for those of you that don't know, we're going to be doing a prank show Saturday nights. At 9 Pacific time, midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Who is we?
Cat Guy Radio.
I'm
we
not doing
is
a prank
me,
show.
And Matt's going to be my
this
co-host whenever
right
he's
here.
Not whenever he's not entirely drunk and passed out,
or in jail.
Yeah, and whenever Matt's in jail or passed out drunk, I'll be taking other co-hosts up on request. Submit your resume to rth@catguyradio.com.
Yeah,
except for Roxy.
And that might be starting this Saturday.
That should be starting this Saturday, and I want to give a big shout-out to VN for setting up an IceCast server for me to do a testing on, and also for helping me find some manuals for the equipment I was using, and getting all the Skype details hammered out so that I didn't have this tremendous shitty echo.
Damn. He went all out today, didn't he?
Yeah. Yes, and it's nice. I don't have to have like 80 pieces of equipment now. I've got it all through the software, and it sounds good, and... Yeah, it was pretty awesome of him to set that up for me to test it all day.
And you look good, buddy.
You still look good after all of that.
And I look good doing it.
Some guy named Manic the Manic emailed me or something. I think it was maybe on YouTube. And asked me like all the details on how to listen to the show. And I gave him instructions on how to listen to the show. So I just thought, maybe I should say hi, Manic the Manic, if you figured it all out.
Did it involve opening a toaster for the crystal?
No. No, it was nice. I'm like, go to this webpage at this time. Yeah. Click on the little button. So, hi, Manic.
And for all of those, all of you who can't use freaking Winamp, if you got an iPhone, you can go to the mobile Cacti Radio web app, which is on the cactiradio.com webpage, or you can download the file and play it through Winamp or iTunes.
Or you can
somebody
go to,
makes really nice, fun, nice little icons for that.
Somebody does.
Somebody.
I wish I knew who.
I
was going to
say, might as well just be blowing him at this point.
I was going to say you can also go to m.cactiradio.com, but no, you can't.
Not until Brad figures out how to do reader.
I'm sorry, I just haven't gotten around to it. I've been busy with all the, you know, fucking hairy shit this past week. Well, that's my excuse.
That's just more people who are using my website to do their links.
That's true. That's fine with me. I mean, it works.
Yeah, that hairy bullshit. That was some hairy shit.
Segway.
Segways for the win.
And I want to like finish this up and never talk about him again. Like, so maybe if we could just like not spend an entire hour on Harry.
Okay. Let's time it. We're not going to talk about it after 12:15. We got 9 minutes. Go.
Okay, you start.
Oh, you want me to start? Okay. Well, first of all, we, you know, obviously beat the shit out of them last week by dropping all their docs, and then a bunch of calls were made to them, and a lot of their shit got screwed with. And apparently, Harry decided that shit was getting really real when his friends and his friends' roommates were getting called, because obviously he thought he was bulletproof, but I guess you weren't that slick, were you, buddy?
He can only turn off so many ringers at once.
Yeah, exactly. So apparently he couldn't get to the switch hook in time for enough stuff, and some of his answering machines got a little crazy on him. And he emailed us, and, you know, he talked to Brad about having a truce, and Brad's an awesome guy, and you know, RBCP said, "Yeah, man, you can have one." But you can tell him how you told him.
Oh, I was just trying to like set up this nice background music for us. Oh yeah. Like, I think it was Wednesday night. Harry emailed me and he asked me not to keep this entirely between us. Don't post it on the site for content. He didn't say I couldn't read it though. I mean, not that, yeah, I care about his fucking wishes or anything. But he's just like, you know, I can see this getting out of hand really fast. I don't see this as having a good outcome for either side. I've done some holding back this last day, and I think that my inaction can add some validity to my offer of a truce. So he held back on Wednesday.
Oh. Oh, well, bless his little heart.
But I'm not sure I believe that. I think on Wednesday he was busy changing his who is information on all his domains.
Yeah.
And what's the other thing he did? He, God, I don't even remember.
Yeah,
he erase his stupid MySpace finally?
Oh, yeah, they've both been erasing. Both Joe Princiata and Joe Moshalski, whatever, they've been deleting. Joe M deleted his MySpace. Harry deleted his YouTube. I posted updates on Phone Losers.
You can read all about it on phonelosers.org in one big section, or you can read about the individual parts on phonewinners.com. Brought to you by Carl's Jr. And you can also read the song that we posted when we thought they were done. We were like, hey, we're going to give them a truce. So I wrote up a song there. It's a song that plays to the music of
Roxette, It's Over Now, Must Have Been Love. Yeah.
It Must Have Been Love. So go there and enjoy that. That's phonewinners.com/post=14.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
And something I didn't explain last week. I mean, I think it's hilarious that everyone started fucking with him, myself included. I emailed Joe M's bosses on LinkedIn, pseudo found their info for me, and so I emailed them like, hey, let's be friends. By the way, your employee Joe, whatever his name is, you know, yeah, we'll just say that from now on. He uses this website that he owns and this PBX that he runs to harass me. You should call into the PBX. And ever since I said that, their PBX has been like locked a lot because I think he's afraid of his boss calling in. So that's hilarious. let me take this call. Yeah, he uses this website that he owns, and this person that's calling in doesn't understand to turn your radio off.
Hey,
who's calling?
I haven't been around for a while, but I think it's safe to come out of hiding now. It's Linear.
Oh my God,
oh,
Linear!
Shit.
I've just been too scared to come around with Harry on the loose, but now that you've got him under control,
the tyranny is over.
It's not a truce; it's really a surrender. But Brad's been really nice. We've kind of told him he should be taking everything Harry's got, but he's really being nice to him. So I think Harry ought to really count his blessing.
Yeah, you can start going.
I feel safer today than when I felt when Obama caught Osama.
Yeah, Joe's a lot scarier than Obama. Something I didn't mention last week, though. Like, I didn't do all this. I just did this to expose him because it's hilarious because he's, like, so secretive. I didn't expect everyone to harass him, but, you know, people have been, like, just messaging me all day on Wednesday. I just did this to Joe. I just did this to Joe. And it was great. But he emailed me, and I told everyone, you know, settle down. Because I just want it to end, you know? I want to do cool things, not deal with, like, the most boring person on the planet.
No, I mean,
he
calls
up with, like, a soundboard of themselves.
What's
and
that?
I even got some interesting emails, or at least one email from Harry. I got some messages on my Google Voice inbox, but one of the big things was that, and I'm sure it was Harry. He used a fake email, but I'm sure it was him. He emailed my Whois information email address. Because I've been reposting Brad's stuff on phonewinners.com. So he just emails me, and this is all his email says. And you got to remember, he emails us to, like, my totally random email. He doesn't mention a web page or anything. So, I mean, this is all he says. He goes, it's called Loretta. Would you please remove details, information of Miss Pritziot? By the way, he doesn't even spell his own mother's fucking last name right. That's the best. And also her address and phone number from this webpage. Now, you'd expect there'd actually be like a URL, like this webpage, www.fuckyourself.com, but no, there's nothing. And it just says, thank you. And it's from wash883@yahoo.com, and the name on it is signed DWash. That's DWash with two S's.
Probably an email he set up, like, you know, just for this purpose.
Yeah, just for this purpose.
Just like he did with his email he set up to, you know, steal my MySQL data.
You know, hello.
Hi, Gregulate. Shut the fuck up.
Hi, Gregulate.
Really, I just want to say, is that really linear on the line?
Yeah, it's linear. Holy crap.
That is fucking stellar.
Linear.
Linear.
Well, I love you. I'm so glad you're calling in, dude. It's been like 2 years.
It's been a year.
Yeah. Brad made me listen to last week's show. He thought I'd find it funny.
So are you gonna co-host now from now on?
I doubt it. This show is terrible.
Should I kick all these other motherfuckers off?
I don't want to take anyone's job in this terrible economy.
Yeah, that's true.
Skunkworks has started calling in again, so I think we need you back, Linear.
Yeah, so before Gregulate had to interrupt, Rob was saying that...
That's what I wanted to say. I just wanted to say hi to Linear.
Oh, well, anyway, so he basically the email went to one of my production companies that owns the whole hosting server that phonewinners.com is on and a bunch of other shit. My Hyena Teeth company, because I own a bunch of little companies that do different shit.
God.
But anyway.
Rob.
I'm dropping docs. And
no, I'm just like,
promo.
It was a funny email, and it's on phonewinners with a Z.
Yeah, phonewinners with a Z. And the best part of it was when I told him that the only way he could get it removed is if he gave me a scanned copy of his driver's license and a signed letter from his mom stating that he had authorization to use it, unless she was dead. And if she's dead, then he had to send me a copy of the death certificate.
It's awesome. I mean, his email isn't that great, but Rob is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I'm playing music.
So over the past year that I haven't been on the show, I also haven't been listening to the show. So for this whole year, have these still been trying to bug you on the show?
No, he disappeared for like a year, and PBX411 disappeared. You know, the domain registration ran out, I guess, and they just didn't pay for it.
So that's where phone winners with an S comes from?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, they let the domain expire? What kind of an idiot lets a domain name expire?
Nobody else gets it, but Linear was dumb enough to let phonelosers.net expire like 5 years ago or something. And dumb enough to get it hijacked back in the late 90s.
I got a funny message from that one point at, they were telling me that they were just going to do the same shit to us, like buy phone losers with a Z. But yeah, Pseudo and I already prepared for that, and we already bought phonelosers.com and phonelosers.org.
What if you get phonelosers.me?
Then they're dot fags.
Yeah, who goes to that? Or dot TV? Or dot CH?
Or dot info, you motherfucking asshole.
Yeah, I wonder if pbx411.com was actually taken. Who knows?
Well, it's 12:15, and I think we should just be fucking done with them.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I just want to point out, like, isn't it funny that, like, his truce request was, you know, had threats? He's like, you know.
He veiled threats?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like, hey, I've been taking it easy on you, so let's just call it a day.
No, like the thing, this isn't going to turn out for your friends or your family. Or he said our. But,
yeah, because we had him in hitting him with a fucking sledgehammer and saying, no, he was good. He was taking it easy on him.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you made me listen to last week's show. I hadn't thought about these fucking idiots since whenever the last time I was on the show.
You haven't been
was.
Living in fear for the past year after they, you know.
Well, yeah, I've been living in a bunker, definitely. Yeah.
After they sent that pizza to Rogue Clown, I was just freaked the hell out.
Just terrified. Every time my doorbell rang, I was worried it might be a pizza.
The only thing about those clowns that was worth anything was their big anonymity shield that they hid behind. And yep. The fact that when we actually, you know, once Brad really started slapping that shield around, it fell down so quickly, it was hilarious.
It was their stupid proxy that did them in, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was their own IP address and their own inability to use technology that led to them being found. I think that's just the best part.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm done with it. Like, I hope this is just the last we ever speak of phone winners. I'm sure they're going to be back eventually. I don't know. Maybe not. But, yeah, I want to just be done with it. Let's not talk about it anymore. I'm not encouraging any more harassment of them. So if you, like, you know, message me. It's not that I'm scared of Harry, I promise.
It's just that I've dealt with people that this won't end well for him.
What's that?
It's just that you know it won't end well for us.
Yeah, that's true. No, oh, yeah. I want to do cool things.
If you want to read the post, the second to newest post on phonewinners.com, and you can kind of get an idea. I wrote about some of the shit they've been trying to pull and
oh,
why.
That's another thing. Yeah. Well,
I was confused as fuck for a while because, you know, I thought Phone Winners with a Z was their website when I was listening last week.
Yeah, so a few other people have made that mistake too.
And I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
That we can't.
No,
talk about.
Brad needs to clarify that on phonewinners.org and just write an extra blurb about how we stole the website, sort of.
You did it.
I think that'll get rid of some of the confusion.
But yeah, those phone number sites like Who's Calling Me, and you know, his number's on a lot of those. And there's like a few of those. He was, you know, talking shit about me, but he's like saying, yeah, Brad, he's people need to call CPS on him. His home is not fit for children. He does drugs in front of his kids and all these crazy accusations. And they were talking about doing the same thing to Roxy, you know, calling CPS on her kids. So that's pretty fucked up to just even.
That's really fucked up. That's a fucking hammer to your kneecap.
Yeah.
Type
so fuck you, Harry, and your truce, but I'm just done with it. Suck a big dick, Harry.
If you want to
suck a big hairy dick.
If you want to do heroin in front of your kids, that's your business, bro.
Yeah, my kids do more drugs in front of me than I do in front of them, so whatever. Now they're going to mail that recording to CPS. I'm fucked. Yep. So
they're sitting there with a giant reel-to-reel tape recorder right now, like next to their computer.
Yeah, it's not like Brad's helping his kids with their homework or taking them on awesome adventures. No, he's fucking turning them into meth addicts.
Meth is awesome, though. Hi, Gunner.
Oh, that's... Hey, Gunner.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Gunner.
How are you folks doing?
You sound exhausted. Has it been, like, a rough week with Samantha?
Samantha's been riding them hard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
That sounds very cryptic.
I sent him a gift to HIV.
Yeah.
Wrapped in a little Canadian package.
Pretty much. She's fine.
What?
Tomorrow, so.
You cut out a little bit and stuff.
Thanks, Matt. How are the phone winners doing?
No, we just said we're never saying their names again.
What about the phone winners?
You mean phone winners?
And that's when you find the hang-up button.
Hey, unknown caller.
Hi, this is Tombstone.
I was listening earlier, and I heard you guys were not
Tombstone, you can come out of hiding now, too.
I just called to say, you know, fuck you, Jared. I hate your guts. I mean, Linear. It's like old times.
You're a true phone winner, Linear. I mean, Tombstone.
It's like back in old times in Party 934. Fuck you, Linear.
And I appreciate the homecoming.
And meanwhile, you should check out Linear on Twitter, where he posts about hockey all the time, and he also has a hockey podcast.
I'd also like to point out that Linear has a naked picture of him and his girlfriend. On his
and I also have the Tombstone sex tape on my hard drive as well.
But I found Linear's podcast about hockey, which is kind of cool. And you should do more of them.
Linear, do you want to promote your hockey podcast? Because I'm sure my listeners are really into hockey, and that would...
It's not even my podcast. It's somebody else's that I've co-hosted, I think, twice.
Ah, I see.
It's not that interesting if you don't like hockey.
Yeah.
It's not interesting if you do like hockey.
I can imagine it being fucking boring. Hi, Nick Walters.
Oh, geez.
Hi, everybody.
Gang's all coming out tonight.
Hey, Nick. We were going to watch your movie last night for movie night, and you were gone.
Yeah, I was out on the streets looking for a house because I'm getting kicked out of where I'm at. And I got overheated and like completely passed out. We'll watch it next week.
That's no excuse.
Yeah, well, vomiting and all that. No excuse.
He has a lot of research chemicals in him. Give the guy a break.
Yeah, indeed I do, usually.
Hey, we should play a song and figure out these Twitter complainer calls we're going to do next.
Yeah, I'm going to go take a piss in the meantime.
Okay.
I will mute.
Yay.
A lot of people in emergency rooms who got anthracosis consumption or womb fever. June Cleaver never suffered. She had the penicillin. No expiration when she mothered her. No good little death.
Rita, 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 Rita. When you walk, and when you talk,
yeah, we've got them to fuck with.
We should call Twitter complainers.
Yeah, you can play it with anything, actually. Like, if you want to do the Walmart department transfer game.
Oh, that's not fun at night.
Fuck all that.
You have to put it in the daytime.
So I've got what do I have? I have Twitter complainers. We've done these before. But I have six of them. Only two answered earlier. But I'm hoping more will answer
tonight.
Oh,
actually, you know what? The Walmart thing, actually, I should mention, Brad, because I bet you don't know this. But we should fuck with the brand new Walmart. They're probably like a little bit clueless. There's a brand new Walmart in Godfrey, actually, on Godfrey Road.
OMG. Are you saying that like normal Walmarts, they are like smart and have clues?
No, I'm not. But I'm saying that they may be slightly even stupider.
That's true. Yeah, we should give that a try.
Extra stupid?
Yeah.
Although I will say this, there are the occasional smart people who work at Walmart.
Do you work at Walmart?
I do.
Really? You do?
They don't like my cursing or racial slurs.
I wonder why.
Certainly whenever you do it through a megaphone in the front of the building.
So I've got Twitter complainers here. This first one is the one I have the least faith in working. Because of the phone number, I'm like not even sure it's the right person.
It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. The last two are the ones that I think might work. But does anyone want to volunteer to do this? Or?
I think Linear should take this since he's finally back.
I don't know.
Okay, Linear. You get it, Linear.
Well, Linear,
come on.
Linear, you don't
get
know
back
what,
on that horse.
Oh my God, Linear, you don't know what Twitter complaining is, right? Because you've never.
And by horse, we mean you need to do some heroin before you do this.
Yeah. In front of Brad's kids.
You know what? You know what I think would be best for doing Twitter complainers? Legend.
Yeah, if only he was a caller right now. Because we don't have enough people on this conference right now.
We need like eight more.
Legend is like the best person in the PLA for sounding official.
So,
Rob's pretty damn good, too.
You know, I still think my favorite.
So I'm going to hang up on a few of you, and we're going to do some Twitter calls.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Hey. Jesus Christ. Make all the conversation stop.
Yeah, I just want everyone to know that if you call into my show, the prank show, and you think it's going to be a conference, go fuck yourself. I'm going to hang up on you.
It was just like...
I'm just laying that out there for everybody. It's not going to be a fucking conference. Matt and I are going to call people. We're going to record prank calls. We're going to let people do prank calls, but we're not going to sit there and talk about what we did today, right?
We're okay, just going to be
if Rob will stop talking now, I'm going to like do this Twitter complaint call.
If you'll shut the fuck up,
hang up on
you'll
this.
Actually do sorry, exactly Rob. What you're talking about.
Rob, do you want to do this first one? I think it's not even going to work out, but this is... Okay, there's two tweets. It's from this person named Albert. Okay, who's echoing at me?
Not me. I just took care of that issue today.
I am on headphones, so...
as am I.
So these people, they're like... She's like... LMAO, Julianne and I are fucking with HP customer service guy from India. Yeah. Julianne is lying to the HP customer service. Her acting is horrible. So I don't know if he can do anything with that.
Okay, so let me get this straight. She called HP, but she was just fucking with them? She's complaining? What was the complaint, really?
It doesn't actually say what the complaint is, just that she's fucking with them.
Okay, so I guess I'll call them as Hewlett Packard and say that.
We saw your tweet.
I can work with that.
I'll type in the name. It's Albert Kaluuya. I don't know if that's a.
Yeah, I just put it in the Skype chat. I can go from there. We're good.
What if you like acted like you're from Human Resources?
Yeah, no, I got it. We're good.
Get Rappy to do the Indian voice.
Hello.
Hello, yes, is Albert Kaluuya there?
Who's this?
Oh, hello, yes. This is Roy. I'm with HP Human Relations. Yeah, I'm with our Tier 2 Public Relations Department. We often monitor Twitter to find out if our customers are satisfied, and there seems to be some sort of a complaint in your feed, and we were wondering if we could assist you with that.
For Twitter?
Yes.
Hold on.
Was it not your Twitter account that had the problem?
That's my brother's, I believe.
That's your brother? Okay, well, if you want to stay on the line until you get him, I would appreciate talking to the person who had the problem. We want to make sure that we get it fixed. Do you know what the problem was?
Hello?
Ah, yes, to whom am I speaking?
Albert.
Albert, okay. Yeah, I'm from Human Relations. I'm Roy. I'm with Hewlett Packard.
Hewlett Packard?
Yeah, Hewlett Packard. We handle all the public relations for problems on Twitter. And we noticed that you put a complaint on there. I was wondering what we could do to fix that. What exactly was the problem?
There was no problem. The issue was resolved.
What was the issue?
It was just a customer service issue.
Okay. Well, I've reopened your account here. Kaluuya is the last name, correct?
Yes.
Did they make you aware? Was it the problem because they had added a $39.99 fee for the tech support?
No.
It's because it looks like there was some billing problems, and I'd like to go over that with you.
Oh, no, there wasn't a billing issue.
Okay, well, so then... You didn't have a problem with the $39.99 fee that they added.
To what?
That was charged to your credit card that was used for the account?
For what transaction?
When you called in, we have a $39.99 fee for calling in to get support on any problem.
But wasn't the item under warranty still?
My records indicate that the item was under a limited warranty, so there was the original $159.99 charge for the corrected problem, and for the online phone support, there was a $39.99 charge. So let me just look at taxes and fees. I got to go down a box here to find out what the exact full price was for the two items, including tax. I want to make sure that you understand all the charges that were applied today. So yeah, the full price was $199.98 before tax, and after taxes, it was $207.58.
Under what card were these charged to?
Under what card were they charged to? They were charged to the original card of the purchase.
What kind of card was it?
I can't give out card information over the phone, sir.
It wasn't charged under my credit. It wasn't charged under my my credit card.
Oh, whose card was it charged under? Was it not charged under your name? And what kind of credit card was it originally charged under?
The customer service call wasn't even for me.
Yeah, no, I'm speaking the original customer service card. When you called customer service today, the charges were applied to the credit card that was used to purchase the original appliance.
I didn't call customer service.
Perhaps I misunderstood your Twitter post. What exactly were you calling into Hewlett-Packard for then?
Twitter post?
Yes, we monitor Twitter to find out if our customers are having any problems. And it seems that you posted on Twitter that you had a problem. What exactly today did you post on Twitter about having a problem with HP?
I think he hung up.
Hello?
Let's call him back. Did we get the wrong person?
Did did you not complain? Because I didn't read the post. He didn't post it.
Maybe it was... Julianne. Juna Lynn. Just like be pissed off with him and
okay, I'll be irate this time.
Wow, guys, I missed so much while I was gone.
Shut up, Linear.
Like that time we called the Geico guy back and just started yelling at him.
Tell him it's illegal to make prank calls.
Are we calling
your call
back?
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 209.
That's got to be. He's got to be the one that made the Twitter post because he's got such a weird name, Albert Kaluya. Yeah. Like there can't be more of him, and it's in the right state. Oh, and he's like a going to nursing school or something, and the guy that I think he was too. So it's him. God damn it! I'll try one more time.
Or it was sister on his account.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That could be.
Yeah, I like the idea of like trying to call him out on credit card fraud.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good.
If only Linear had done this one.
God damn it!
Yeah, they're not going to answer. Let me try this other one real quick myself. She lives in Colorado. She says. JCPenney and the customer service was horrible. Actually purchased a bistro table and returned it before I left the store, so she's a fucking drama queen.
Yeah.
She purchased a disco table?
A bistro table. Bistro, sorry. I'm not that fancy.
You're not classy as Hillock.
I'm not educated. The echoing was Nick, and so was the background noise. Sorry, Nick, if you're listening.
Typical.
Oh, wait, the background noise is back. Nick, you're loud. I think you're the echoer, too.
Your call has been forwarded.
Ah, this is the lady that answered before. Oh, Linear, do you want to do the Boost Mobile one?
No, it's okay.
Oh, come on, Linear. Don't just sit there and watch hockey like you used to.
But it's Stanley Cup playoffs.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
No, we got to come back to that one. That one. Wow. So it's Linear that's echoing. God damn it.
Oh, is it?
I think.
It?
I don't know.
I'm wearing headphones.
See, okay, yeah. See, I've been muted most of the time. I try to, like, keep my shit muted because I know I got a fan running right here and, like, you know, traffic going by and shit.
Yeah, I've been switching back and forth from muted to unmuted, but...
Yeah, we can hear you switching, like, before and after. It sounds like you're on a CB radio.
Yep.
10-4. Yeah, but I'm wearing headphones. I shouldn't be muting. I mean, echoing. I'm dumb.
Yeah. I love working out technical issues on the phone. I mean, on the show. It's the best. Rob, are you still there?
Yeah, I was. Yep. I was wondering if we could go ahead and like run through exactly how somebody would listen to the show, so that they can listen to the show live on the air.
Listeners, if you'd like to know how to listen to the show, go to cactiradio.com. You'll need to download Flash and install it into your web browser. Teehee.
What if I want to listen to it on an iPad too? I can't get Flash.
Shut up, Linear. All right.
iPads are gay anyway.
Let's try this other one. The show's almost over already. What happened? Did we talk about Harry for 30 minutes or something?
Let's call back the guy about the Gatorade.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
Oh, was that Linear who said? Was that Linear who said that he can't listen to it on iPad? You can use the mobile app.
I don't have an iPad. I don't know what you're talking about.
He was
about.
Just being a smartass. He didn't mean it.
Oh.
Linear's somewhat, you know, smart. Hello.
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 It's you, Rob. God damn it.
Yeah, it is. I watched his thing light up after you talk.
It's me?
Yeah, so it has to stop immediately.
Echo.
I lost the thing I was dialing now.
So I was being blamed for nothing?
Yeah, so was Nick.
I feel so terrible.
But I mean, in all fairness, you both had pretty horrible sound things happening also.
Is that better? There, I don't know. I turned down the volume.
Quit it, Linear. Oh, this one is Boost Mobile. She says...
Linear's taking it.
I just got
do it, Linear.
Yeah,
the fuck up.
Linear, do you want it?
No.
You don't get a choice, man. You gotta do it.
Hi, is this Jenna Godwin?
Yes.
This is John from Boost Mobile. You're having some problems with us earlier. I was just returning the call.
It's almost midnight.
Well, you know, you can drop the attitude with me. I'm just trying to help you out. So what was the problem?
I have kids sleeping, and you just burped in my ear as I answered.
That was
phone.
My coworker, Nick. He's an idiot. So you don't need to talk about Nick that way also. So can you just tell me what the problem was so we can finish this up?
What's she saying about me?
I have social issues, you know? Like, so just lay off me and Nick,
be
ahead.
Quiet. Come on.
Okay.
Well, have fun burping in people's ear. I can't wait to write this one up.
What are you talking about? Write this up. You can't write us up. You're not our boss. Oh, she's gone.
Ooh, she needs to call back.
She needs to be called back about 100 times.
Yeah.
God, I really want to talk to the JCPenney lady. I'm waking her kids again. Her poor kids.
We just need to keep saying, where you at, dog?
You know what we should do? We should call CPS on our kids. That'd be fucking hilarious. Oh, hello, Jenna.
Where you at, dog?
We got disconnected somehow.
Really? Because I can still hear you.
What?
Where
no,
you
no,
at,
no.
Dog?
No, I mean, I called you back, so that's why we're talking now.
Yeah, and talking about calling CPS?
That was just a joke. You know, we just joke a lot here. But what can I do for you? What's wrong with your account? What's wrong with your account, ma'am?
Seriously, we would never do that. We don't like that idea. It's a terrible idea.
Only the phone winners would do that. Jenna, just tell us your goddamn problem. Come on. We don't
Brought
have all
to you
day.
By Carl's Jr.
Where you at, dog? Boost Mobile, where you at, dog?
Jenna, come on. I have other customers.
Yeah, that you call at midnight.
Well, apparently, yeah. I've got more people to call. I'll be doing
this
at 2 in the morning.
This is a late shift. We kind of just fuck around on the phone, so if you could just tell us the problem, that'd be great.
Is it midnight in Iowa? I mean, aren't you in the central time zone? Do you not know what time it is there?
Is it midnight in Hickville?
It's 11:44 right now. Quit exaggerating.
Okay, well, keep talking to your customers like that, because I'll just keep tweeting about it and see what people
say. No, no, well, do not tweet about us.
That's where it gets to be liable.
That's crossing the line, man.
One more really time. I am on. I'm going to have
really things were boost.
Wow, I didn't hear
any,
either
of
you.
I am the lawyer. Oh, goddamn it! She's a fucking whore.
What?
If you call my house again, I will be contacting the police.
I'm trying to resolve your issue.
And I'm sorry, but if you keep tweet, oh,
she's gone.
Oh, damn it!
Hey, Roxy.
Hey, Brad, I just had two comments to make, and then I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, poop face.
Okay, hurry up. Hurry up and make your dumb comments.
Okay, well, first-time caller, long-time listener. Why aren't you in Tiny Chat?
Oh, yeah, Tiny
Chat. I got in Tiny Chat because everyone begged me to attend earlier today in IRC, and Jin's not even in there. Jin was whining about me not being there. She's not in there, and you're not in there.
I'm sorry. I'll get on after the show.
I have one thing to say while you're on the line. The phone show rules. Fun show drools.
let's be real mature about this.
What
okay?
about the prank show on Saturday nights? Where do they rank?
Best thing since Jesus.
The praise new, the new J every show. Day.
Hey, Rob's new prank show is totally going to steal all my ratings, even though it's on different nights. He'll still figure out how to steal all my listeners.
That bastard.
Okay. And then I have one more comment, and I'm just going to hang up and listen because I'm nervous.
Hurry up.
Did you know
it'll that only hurt at the beginning,
fuck up. Come on, we have calls to make.
Tip goes in.
Hey, you currently have. Do you want me to tell you what I was going to say or not?
Yes, please.
Hey, you have 44 listeners listening. So does that mean when it hits 50, the stream's going to crash?
It's not going to crash. It just won't let anyone else.
It just won't let anyone else.
And those people will have to go over to Ustream and listen on there.
So what I'm wondering is why didn't the phone winners try to do that instead?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
There need to be more.
Okay, I'm just going to hang up and listen. I'm so nervous.
Bye, Roxy.
Boy. Love you.
Hey, you want to toss out some breaking news? I have a quick piece of breaking news for the prank show.
Okay. Oh, I want to mention that your idea while we were on break earlier was to charge anyone that mentions phone winners from now on 5 Ellerbucks. So Roxy now is in debt 15 Ellerbucks.
Yeah. She'll work it off in the park.
Sorry, Mom.
So what, there's three shows on Cacti Radio now, and all the hosts are interchangeable? Oh,
no. I think there's going to be five.
There's an asteroid.
Breaking news from Rob the Hyena.
The prank show, Saturday nights, 9 Pacific time, now has a phone number. The phone number is 505-796-5695.
Really? Is that your number?
That is the official number. 505-796-5695.
Did you get to pick that?
You said 69.
But did you got to pick the 796 part?
Yeah, I typed it. First I picked the 505, just for continuity. And then I picked 796, to make additional continuity. But then it asked if I wanted any specific words or anything, and I tried a bunch, and none of them worked, so I just typed in 69. And then the only thing available was 5695, and I took that.
Ah. Boy, is your face going to be red when you find out what 69 means.
I think it has to do with mouse.
It's only going to be red if it's that time of the month, and, she doesn't tell me first.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, chewing on the blood clots is awesome.
By the way, I'm going to post... I'm going to post these Twitter URLs so we can see if they reply. Because that would be hilarious.
Oh, that was gross, Matt. Thanks.
Oh, shit. Jen just said that she's already tweeted about it, that lady we just called. So going to the page, Jenna Goodwin says...
It's great that she really thought that was Boost Mobile.
She's posted like three times. Okay, hold
on. What's her Twitter username?
Okay, it's Mommy Jenna. I'll just tell you, though. It's, okay, she wrote, Boost Mobile just called me and it's almost midnight and burped in my ear and then told me to lay off the attitude. That was 6 minutes ago. 4 minutes ago. Boost Mobile, now you cuss at your customers and continue calling over and over again? And then 2 minutes ago, Boost... Oh, she's doing like a different Boost tweet name each time. Boost Care, I'd really like to know the customer service that supposedly just called me burping in my ear, swearing, calling me names.
Call her back and complain that she got us in trouble over Twitter.
Hey, Rob, you want
somebody to... Somebody should call in as the supervisor.
Linear, do you want to be the supervisor?
What's her name?
Jenna Goodwin. And just say you just reprimanded me.
All right. Did you give a name when you called her?
Probably. I never remember the names I give.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Her name is Jenna Goodwin, though, and it's Boost. And you can be my supervisor. Say you slap my hand with a ruler or something.
Tell her you're going to give her 100 LR bucks.
Well, there goes that plan.
Oh, damn it!
Once more.
Do you want? I could call her from another. I could call her from another number and bridge her in.
Jenna and Steven Goodwin.
Can't take your call now.
Oh, she's busy calling 911 or something. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Brad. Hi, everybody.
Wait,
how you doing?
Let me change my mic so I match you. Hi, Samantha. That's supposed to be funny.
Am I actually echoing?
Yeah, it sounds
like bananas.
No, and it's not a bad echo. It's just like you're in a large room or something.
I'm in a kitchen, yeah.
Where you belong.
She's doing a bukkake party tonight.
By the way, guys, I've heard your little snide comments about my vagina tour of the continental U.S. I will have all the listeners know that I have not slept with anybody from PLA on my vagina tour.
You slept curled up next to me.
Okay, first of all, that was in Cleveland, and second of all, I was asleep first, and then I woke up and you were next to me. That was completely beyond my control. Okay, when I went to bed, you were sleeping on the couch. When I woke up, for some reason,
there was no couch in the hotel
room. Okay, yeah, there was no couch. What were you sleeping on then?
In the bed that you invited me into.
No, I did not invite you into the bed. You were on the couch.
There was no couch in that room.
How could you, the couch you were sitting on the entire time?
That's a chair.
It's
a huge padded sofa. It's a couch.
No.
Yes.
Brad saw a video of it. It was his chair.
he showed me the video.
A video of what?
Never mind.
The stuff that happened while you were asleep.
You guys propagate lies.
Linear, stop typing. We're going to try and call JCPenney again. JCPenney lady.
What?
You'll see. You should be listening to the show, and then you wouldn't have to ask.
Well, don't give me lip. Do you know who I am?
Sorry, ma'am. I really want this JCPenney thing to happen, but it's not going to. Damn it. I'm going to call her back tomorrow.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
We're doing a Twitter complainer call, Samantha.
Mm.
It's amazing.
I try to be quick there.
Oh, that's what you were doing. I thought you just like drunkenly hit a touchtone or something.
No.
Hey, have you guys noticed? I mean, I know I'm going to get fined Ellerbucks for this, but we haven't gotten any calls that say phonewinners.com.
Yeah. Of those people.
Why has that stopped all of a sudden?
Oh, because they get owned.
Calls from,
phone winners with a Z.
You really sound like you're in a catacomb or a cave or something.
Okay, do you want me to go to the bathroom? Like,
could you take your head out of your vagina when you talk to us?
Hey, Samantha.
What?
Listen, can you do a prank call for us? Can you remember some info?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a Twitter complainer call. This is Caroline Legend.
Any right. relation?
Okay. No relation to Legend from Florida. Okay, Caroline Legend, and she has a ton of tweets about the horrible customer service she got with Verizon for internet. So it's like home Verizon service with internet.
Okay.
And her issue was finally resolved, and she tweeted about that, but she was like a real bitch before.
Can I have a link to the Twitter feed?
Oh, yeah, you're on. Yeah, I thought you were on a normal phone.
She said the twit.
I said twit and then her feed.
The twat. Okay.
Man, I had a dream last night that I was over at Roxy's house and RBCP was there too, and she made,
Samantha, what's the name?
Carolyn Legend.
Okay. There's like a dozen tweets about this thing with Verizon. But she didn't answer.
I don't know if she's going to answer.
Yeah, she didn't answer earlier either, so I think this one's not going to happen. Linear, stop typing.
Oh. Hello?
We hung up on you. Okay.
She's a Jew, too. That would have been perfect.
Hey, Matt. Oh. Matt, you want to try this one? Or does Samantha still get a turn?
Yeah. Because I can't act like a real person.
Okay, so
I only get hillbillies and ghetto people.
Okay, Samantha.
He's really good with the hillbillies, though.
Samantha, I don't know if this is a male or female, but the name is Sandy Grosso. So I guess female. And Verizon sucks. It's been 2 weeks, and I still have a defective phone, which is under warranty. Their customer service is horrible.
Hey, check out...
I got a link?
Check out the Twitter account Boost Customers.
Oh, I should just like get everything from that. It's just a bunch of complaining, I bet, isn't it?
Hello, can I speak to Sandy, please?
This is Shay.
Hi, I'm Christine Tompkinson calling from Verizon.
Okay.
I have become aware that you have some complaints regarding your current state of service.
What is that?
Are you mad, bro? Is there something wrong with your current service with Verizon? Because I would like to just take care of that right now.
You're calling at 12:30, going on 1 o'clock in the morning about Verizon?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm from India.
Yeah, well, learn the time zones when you call.
Well, why don't you learn how to not break your damn phone?
Who are you?
I am Christine Tompkinson from Verizon. I'm here... What?
Is this a prank call? Because I'll find out, and I'll call the cops.
Ma'am, no, I'm being serious. I just wanted to clear our air. I heard you were upset. Yeah. I want to fix your phone.
I don't know what you're trying to fix. My husband just passed away tonight. And you think that's funny?
I gotta go now.
Sorry, ma'am.
You know what?
Rest in peace,
you know
husband.
What? It is funny.
Why does it always count?
It is
me?
Funny.
She's trying to. That's true. Samantha always has like the most incredibly horrible things happen to her like that.
Jesus, you're a fucking hex.
Maybe that's how she deals with prank caller. She's like, my husband just died. You think that's funny? Maybe that's like
that's
just her
first troll. Then
yeah, she wins that round if that's
yeah.
No,
wow. You're Canadian ass.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'll call back and mock the dead husband.
Hey, Jenna Goodwin responded to my fake Boost Mobile tweet.
Oh, I didn't know you did a fake one.
Yeah, I set up Boost Customers and responded to concerns.
You set up your own Twitter?
She's told me that the police are on their way.
Yeah, it says at Boost Customers, yes, and the police are now on their way to trace the call. And let me read yours real quick, or you can read it, I guess.
I tweeted at her that we are shocked to hear about this, but we'll be happy to look into it. Is Jenna Goodwin the name on the account?
And the police are on their way to trace the call. The police are over on their way with the tracing equipment.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They're bringing
You know that equipment needs to be subpoenaed and installed in the central office.
Claiming they have, she just posted another one like 2 seconds ago. Claiming they have other people to call. We'll be doing this all night. I don't know what that means. It's okay, Jenna. We're done with you. At least her husband didn't die.
Samantha, you're like the
I called back the first guy, and she told me that they were going to call the cops on us and trace the call too.
What, you did that like during the show?
Yeah. I just put you guys on mute, and then I called them.
What did they say?
They're like, you need to stop calling here. We're going to call the cops, and we're going to get it traced.
Oh shit!
They're going to put a police
are on their way.
It's 12 o'clock in the fucking midnight.
I sell tracers.
I'll call them again if you want.
Get a tracer on the line.
Nah, we should leave them alone. I've got one more to call here, and I guess the rest I'll just try again tomorrow morning or something. Cause... but we still got like 3 good ones, I think, didn't we? But no. I mean, except for the whole dead husband thing.
It's all big shit
that Samantha did.
Well, it's obvious that she's calling from a mausoleum. Is probably what gave her the dead husband.
I moved rooms.
Is
it just covered in marble? Viewed in church?
What would I be doing in a church?
Sweating bullets.
They told me the kitchen sounded like mausoleums.
After your PLA tour.
See, now she's getting
muted. Thank you for calling Myra Golden Media. Your call is important to us. Please.
Okay, so this one... God damn it, Matt. This one that I just called, okay, this lady says, she didn't answer, but this is like, the customer service at the Sheraton in Needham, Massachusetts is horrible. I'm shocked and appalled. So,
hey,
guess what hotel we should probably call?
I just responded to Jenna saying that we do in fact...
Yes, nice nerves on that toaster, man.
Yeah, Samantha... what was that, Lanier?
I tweeted back at Jenna that we do, in fact, do callbacks, but they certainly shouldn't be belching or using foul language. Did you get the agent's name?
I can't believe you created a Twitter for that. I want to call up this hotel and like ask for her room. Rob, what should we do?
I actually know that place. I think we should call up and tell her that we're going to charge her some additional money.
Yeah, do you want to take care of it?
A bitch fee?
Yeah.
Just drop the
$39.95.
Yeah, we'll put some extra. Put her info in the chat, and I'll go from there.
Okay.
I just had a bunch of coffee, so I'm going to be irate really quickly.
Thank you for calling the Sheraton Needham Hotel. For the guest services help desk, please press 0. To make or change a reservation, please press 1. For directions to the hotel.
Matt, you're not going to hit our touch tones?
God. Trying to stay out of trouble.
She's in the hotel right now, right?
Apparently. I mean, maybe she checked out today. I'm not sure.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Sheraton Needham. This is Glenn. How may I direct your call?
Yeah, may I please speak with Myra Golden?
Okay, is it a guest staying here?
Duh.
Yes, she's a guest staying there. That's correct.
Okay, let's see here.
What a dumb question.
Myra Golden. Okay, all right. Hold on just a second. I'll transfer you to our room now.
Hurry the fuck up.
Oh, what room is she in, actually?
I actually can't give out that information.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, you can just transfer me then.
Okay, hold on just a second.
$1 million in enhancements and over one...
Okay, this is all yours, Rob.
The person in this room is not available to take your call. Please leave a message after the...
Okay, let's try one more time.
Can I tell you what just happened with Jenna?
Yeah.
Okay, I asked her in the earlier tweet if she had a name. She said, I heard the name Nick, but calling me at almost midnight and then calling over and over again. And I just tweeted, oh, yeah, Nick is a real asshole. He put in his week notice a few days ago. You won't have to deal with him much longer.
That's awesome. You bring so much to the show, Linear, when you're not watching hockey. I'm just going to ditch Matt and Rob. And you're going to be the new co-host.
We got our own show. You and Linear can get back to it.
The guest services help desk. Please press zero.
I'm like about this far from jumping off the roof anyway.
No, don't do that.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Sheridan Needham. This is Helen. Where am I direct your call?
Myra Golden, please.
She's a guest.
Okay, Goldman.
Golden.
Okay, one moment.
Duh.
Thanks.
She's our wife.
$6 billion in enhancements.
Do you have the tweet, Brad?
Hello?
Hi, is this Myra?
Yes.
Hi, yeah, this is Roy down at the front desk. We understand that you have some problems.
I'm sorry, what time is it?
Ma'am, I know it's a little late in the evening, but unfortunately, it says here that we got some reports that you're having some problems with customer service.
Yeah, I did. I had a problem hours ago getting a room service menu.
Oh, I'm one of the managers here. Is there anything I can do to make up for that?
Maybe we can talk in the morning. I think it's like 1 a.m.
Ma'am, I can't talk about this in the morning. I'm currently the night shift manager here. And the manager in the morning, he's a real hard ass. And I'm telling you right now, he's actually going to get pretty upset that you were giving our servers a hard time. So I thought the best thing I could do was to step in and see if I could cut a deal with you so maybe we could give you a free night or a free meal or something instead of having to deal with that dickhead. Because if you have to deal with him, trust me, it's going to be unpleasant. So how can I help you this evening?
Are you saying if I have to deal with him what?
If you have to deal Craig, he's the morning manager, and he's a real asshole. And I'm telling you, if he hears about you complaining, he's probably going to end up charging you full price for the room, probably some additional fees. I really hate seeing people have to deal with him, so I thought it was best that I called you and maybe I could get you something for your troubles. So is there anything that you'd like a free night, maybe some free food?
My client is paying for the room, so I can tell them that you need to charge additional fees because I had a problem, if that's what you need me to tell them.
Oh, your client's paying for the room?
Right, I'm paying for the incidentals. Yeah, whenever I travel, my client that I'm delivering the customer service training for pays for the room.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, Craig will he'll probably charge you, for every incidental that you could possibly think of. He'll probably charge you a bitch fee for, complaining. I mean, the guy's a real jerk, so I would like to be able to get you something free. So why don't you work with me here so I can do that?
Yeah, I mean, you can do that, but if he needs to charge me a fee that's unwarranted, I can certainly deal with that. But my main problem, this is hours ago, this is 1 a.m. now, is there was no room for...
I don't care about the damn time, so if you could just get on to the problem, I'd appreciate it.
This is unbelievable. Like I'm telling you for the third time, I couldn't get a room service menu. I had to make 4 phone calls to get a room service menu, and then I had to walk down to the desk to get it.
Oh, my God, you had to walk all the way to the desk. I mean, really? I mean, when I heard about this, I thought that we had made some monumentous screw-up. We're really busy here. We're not a rinky-dinky Motel 6. We got a lot to do. And unless you've got, like, cankles and, huge bitch tits, then I think a walk down to the front desk is not going to kill you.
Okay.
I mean, why is walking down to the front desk warranting all of the complaints that I heard about?
Well, first of all, it didn't kill me to walk to the front desk. I didn't say it killed me.
Obviously not. I don't hear you huffing on the other end of the phone, so...
I don't need a discount. The sleeping room is not a problem. The food that I received was delicious. Okay, so I'm not.
I imagine so. It sounds like you eat plenty. I'm sure that you've gorged yourself. But that doesn't mean that you have to complain about the 5 freaking step walk down to the front desk. I really thought that we had a huge problem here, and now I just find out that you're bitching. I actually wish you had a deal with Craig because he really would have lit off on you. I mean, I'm unhappy, but he would have just gone to town on you, especially for this kind of bullshit.
Okay.
I mean, do you really think that having to walk to the front desk is a big deal? And do you really think that calling a few times because someone didn't cater to your every whim at the exact moment you needed it warranted just bitching and moaning constantly?
You know, I didn't know I bitched and moaned constantly. And in fact, I just praised you for the good food. It was actually good. The room itself is good. I don't have a problem with the room.
But it doesn't even matter. You're not even paying for the room, you cheapskate. You got somebody else paying for it.
Right. Okay. It's after 1, and I know it's not late to you, but it is to me. I have to get up and deliver a workshop, so I'm going to end this call. I thank you.
Really? And what kind of workshop are you delivering? Because I just want to know, like, who you're working for and what clients you're working for, because I want them to know what a freaking shitty person they have working for them.
You know, I'm not going to share that, but I do thank you for taking
I can already look at it on the record. I can look on the records. I just thought maybe you could give me a phone number for them so I can call them up and tell them that they've got a real asshole working for them. You know, I can't believe that I actually took the time to take this. I could have had one of the desk receptionists take this bullshit and deal with it. But the fact that you bitched so much just goes to show what a piece of shit you are. And I'm going to make sure that Craig, fuck Craig, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to add every little freaking incidental possible. I'm going to make sure the maids open the mini bar, and I'm going to go up there and get it myself, drink every little fucking vodka tonic in there and charge it to your card. I hope you know that.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.
She's gone. She was way too calm.
I would imagine she probably has a black eye at the moment.
I have another Jenna update.
Oh my god, breaking news.
Jenna's still too stupid to know that it's a fake account and says, well, if someone would like to call me now and be respectful, feel free. Should I tell her that we're having Nick call her to apologize?
Yeah, I gotta.
Yeah, or don't even tell her. Let's just call her because she's ready for the call.
Yeah, right. Linear, come on, man.
Show her one more. Twitter side. I'm not gonna talk to her.
Well, she's already heard Brad's voice, and Matt's taking a piss. Who else is on the line?
You,
Matt's professional. Oh, we're sick of hearing Rob though. Fuck Rob.
Yeah, I don't want to hear myself.
I'm on here.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Yeah,
Nick,
I'm on
you
here.
You need to apologize to her. I'll talk for 5 seconds just to put Nick on the phone and say that he has to apologize.
Yeah, I'm getting drunk.
Well, that should be lots of fun, then.
I'll put Nick on the phone and just say he has to apologize.
And Nick's calling from the basement. Nick, this is horrible. Nick, this is bad.
Can you shut that shit off?
Can you mute for a minute? You're going to have to scream for her to hear over you.
Hello?
Ah, yes, is Jenna there?
Who's this?
Yeah, this is Roy. I'm with Boost.
Yeah.
One of our representatives was working with her through our online forum, and we had a customer service representative who was rude earlier, and I really apologize for that. That's not how we like to conduct ourselves here at Boost. And I've made sure that the representative is ready to make a full apology. She conveyed to us that she'd like that apology made, and I have the representative on the line ready to do that. So if you can bring her to the phone, please. I want to make sure that she gets the apology she deserves.
Okay, this is the police department here taking a report of this issue. So here she is.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, this is Nick.
Hello. Yes.
Yeah, I guess human relations. They said I'm supposed to apologize to you, some kind of fucking bullshit like that. I don't know, but you know, I've got one of those passes because I'm currently in Alcoholics Anonymous, so you know I'm basically allowed to drink while I work. So yeah, whatever. I guess
hey,
I apologize for something.
You happen to know Davey Tarno of Boone?
Who?
Bingo.
I'm not even sure what the hell you're talking about, but yeah, okay, whatever.
You have a sir that's listening to everything you're saying to me right now.
Yeah, okay. Who can I get a copy or something?
Ma'am, Ma'am, this is the level 3 supervisor. My name is Kevin. And I just want to say that you're a piece of shit for involving the police, because what the hell? They have better things to do than you know. Do you really think they need to take a report about bad customer service? That's retarded.
They should be showing up to, like, stop me from, like, smoking crack on the job.
Yeah, exactly. The police should be dealing with people like us, not people that have bad customer service.
Indeed.
This is Officer Smith with the Nevada Police Department. I'm here.
We're not talking to you. We're talking to Jenna. Go away.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Hang up the phone.
Put her on the phone.
No.
Put the broad on the phone.
Listen, goddammit.
We have
a dot matrix printer here.
All over myself. You don't put her back on the phone.
Officer, we want to apologize for Jenna's actions. She really shouldn't be wasting police resources like this, and we apologize on behalf of her.
Well, I can understand her calling us.
I can't.
Things like this. So.
No, you're just, like, trying to be nice. You're like a pushover cop.
Yeah. What, she blow you?
Actually, I'm pretty sure that you're a piece of shit and that she's a piece of shit. And so I'm going to shit on the piece of shit.
Make sure to trace my call.
But, sir,
and
I just want you to know, we're going
to
make sure that we give her a $50 credit, and we're going to send you a box of donuts.
Yeah.
Done.
Glazed.
Thank you for using Boost Mobile. Good night.
Well, who do you think that is?
Well, then they said that.
Shh. God damn it. Oh, they were going to talk for us. Oh, well.
Sorry, dude.
No, it's okay. It's all right. That was fun.
Yeah, that was... That last bit, though, was good. Yeah. They started talking.
Was she in tears?
Tears? I didn't
hear. It sounded like she was crying.
Oh. I drink tears like fucking nectar of the gods.
Hey, you know, it's kind of like time for the end of the show. Linear, you remember how we had the sad lost music, you know, at the end of the show?
Oh. Yeah. Sure.
We don't, but okay. No, we did lost music all the time, but, you know, we made it happier.
Yeah.
So we don't have to be sad about leaving anymore. I did this for Laugh Track Man.
I'm still always sad, but it's still good. It was fun. You guys cheered me up.
You got to stand up and dance with the music, Matt. That'll make you feel better.
Okay.
I love you, Matt. No.
Yeah. I'm sitting and dancing.
It could always be worse, Matt. I'm a few weeks away from being homeless, so there you go.
Yeah, I'm on the same thing.
Nick, you're 6 hours from Matt. You guys should go hang out together.
Yeah.
Pick up Slacker on your way.
Let's go get a place, Nick.
We can go be homeless.
Well, no, let's go get a place. I get unemployment, remember?
Matt, you should move to Alton.
We're backwards. It's not L.A.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, everyone. The show's over. I'm leaving. No after show tonight, because fuck that.
Okay.
Lame.
It was fun, buddy.
Yeah, it sure was.
It was fun, though.
Tonight I learned it's awesome when Linear calls in.
Yeah, Linear. Be the new co-host.
Oh, so sweet.
And next we'll get Spessa back, and everything will be right again.
We'll see everybody else on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, tomorrow is Roxy's show, the fun show, Saturday.
No, that's garbage.
No, the fun show's awesome.
and maybe Friday, who knows? I'm trying to pick up the Craigslist show, but who knows?
Yeah, Nick is
going to be doing the Craig show
from your newest dumpster.
505-796-5695, the prank show, Saturday nights on Cacti Radio.
Woo.
Wow.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, end of the show. Thanks for calling in, everyone, and all that stuff.
Love ya.
On the show notes, I'm going to post the links to these people's Twitters so you can notify Jenna Goodman that, like, you know, I'm the one that she should send the police after. So make sure you do that.
They were already on the line. He said he was with the police.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have to do that because they traced the call.
Isn't that impersonating a police officer?
I think that's a crime.
No, I think that was a real cop, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah, right.
That was a real cop that time. I know usually they impersonate cops, but I'm pretty sure that one was real.
No, I'm pretty sure that was her boyfriend being a dumbass.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, dude. A cop shows up in 5 minutes because Twitter, because Boost Mobile was rude.
All right. I'd rather believe that she did make it up, because, you know, we shouldn't be harassing cops on our show, but she had me convinced. I was fooled on that one. He did a good cop impression.
Should our fake Twitter account say anything back to her?
By yes. Not even saying the county, just saying, I'm with Nevada police.
Okay, fine. I'm retarded.
But he did say officer before his name.
Yeah, just like grouchy old man. It's Officer John.
Officer John Johnson.
Right. Bye, everyone. Like Lee to be eaten. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture of a match in your inventory. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture of a match in your inventory. It got narrated at you in the second person.